questions 39 through 42. Listen to part of a talk in an architecture class.
As you probably know, log structures are gaining in popularity. They are no longer just the simple country homes that we think of as the traditional log cabin. Some upscale homes now incorporate natural round logs in ceiling beams and walls. People seem to think the rounded logs give their homes a cozy, warm atmosphere. And even people who want to build a traditional log cabin on their own can buy a kit with pre-cut logs that fit together like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Before showing you some slides of modern log houses, I'd like to give a little historical background on the subject. Log cabins were first built in the late 1600s along the Delaware River Valley. The European immigrants who settled there brought centuries-old traditions of working with logs, and in this heavily wooded area, logs were the material at hand. Log cabins were most popular in the early 1800s with the settlers who were moving west. They provided the answer to the pioneers' need for a safe and sturdy home that an ordinary family could build quickly. They had dirt floors and sliding boards for windows. But the log buildings that have probably had most influence on modern architects are those of the mountain retreats of wealthy New Yorkers. These country houses, which were popular in the early 1900s, typify what's known as the Adirondack style. Now let's look at those slides.
Number 39. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 40. According to the speaker, what gives modern log homes their warm atmosphere? Number 41. Why did early settlers use logs for building homes? Number 42. According to the speaker, why were log cabins especially popular with settlers who moved west?